My Fat Albert impersonation. Y'all probably aren't old enough to remember Fat Albert, but Fat Albert was an animated cartoon show on Saturday mornings. The character and the cartoon was created by sex predator Bill Cosby. I was a huge Bill Cosby fan, as was most of America. Duh. He was a stand-up comedian, and his material was clean, and he made you laugh so hard by being so clean. And he talked about just everyday life, and he made it so funny. It was so heartbreaking to find out that that dude, with a longtime wife, drugged chicks and raped them. Are you kidding me? That just tore the heart out of my soul. Wow. But yeah, it was a really funny cartoon. And the lead character of this cartoon, Fat Albert, he was overweight, hence the fat in his name, Fat Albert. One of the characteristics of his personality was, hey, hey, hey. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the last episode. Man, it went long, didn't it? Whew. When I was done with that and I saw it was like a half hour, I was like, holy shit. All right, so I'll make up for it. I'll make this one short and sweet. Now listen, we're talking about the dynamics of the crew. We're talking about relationships with folks on the crew. I'm assuming that if you're listening to this podcast, you haven't done a feature film before. If you have done a feature film before, I'm probably not going to tell you anything that you don't already know. But this is for those folks that were in my shoes a few years ago. Your first feature, you're paying for it. Or worse than that, you're using someone else's money to pay for it. Y'all know how I feel about that. I'd rather blow my own money than to squander someone else's money. I don't even know if I'd be able to sleep at night. Really, honestly. You know, pre-production is in the rearview mirror. You're ready to go. You're a week out of your start date. You're days out of your start date. Your mindset is so important at this moment. You have got to conjure up confidence like you've never had before. And if you're one of those types of people who lack self-confidence in the first place, making a feature film is going to be a huge challenge for you. I mean, you got to have an ego to be a filmmaker. And you can have an ego just as long as you're not a jerk. You know, there's people who have egos, and then there's people who have egos and are jerks. Don't be the latter. All right, so I know what you're thinking. Like, Dave, how can I achieve self-confidence? How can I get self-confidence? That sounded like Shatner, Captain Kirk. Well, look, if you're going to shoot your movie next week, I really don't have anything to tell you. If you're going to shoot your movie in 2024, then you can start with a couple of things. The first one is pretty obvious. You got to be prepared. You got to do your due diligence. Okay, so study, read, immerse yourself in filmmaking. If you're going to be the director, watch as many movies as you can, read as many books as you can, go online. There's all kinds of people talking about directing on YouTube, listen to podcasts. All the information you need is there. So just be a sponge. Take it all in. That is going to prepare you. And when you're prepared, you feel more confident. Have you ever jumped into something that you knew nothing about? How nervous were you? How filled with anxiety were you? Shit, you kidding me? Here's an example out of my life. When we decided to have our horse ranch, our small little horse ranch with three horses, I had never shown any interest in horses. That was my wife's thing. With the prospect of having horses in the backyard, I just threw myself into horsemanship and read as much as I could and watched videos and even bought videos from all kinds of people, from all kinds of equestrian folks, you know, Monty Roberts, Clinton Anderson. I just became a sponge and I tried to learn as much about horses and horse riding as I possibly could. So that gave me confidence when I put my feet in the stirrups. So learning all you can about what you're going to attempt to do is going to give you confidence. The other tip I'll give you is, I have mentioned in the past the Reinvention Project with Jim Rome. It's a podcast, and those of you out there may know who Jim Rome is, but he does a sports talk show on the radio. And Jim is in his late 50s, and he started having a little anxiety, and he started thinking about, are my best years ahead of me? And so he developed this podcast, and he talks to life coaches and Tony Robbins kind of people. And he interviews a lot of these folks. And, you know, I listen to the interviews, and some I yawn at, some I can't even get through. Then others are very interesting. And I kind of figure out what works for me. I listen to what these folks say, and then I make my own determination of if that's applicable to me or if it's not. Well, there is one gem that I got from that show that is very applicable to me. You can build self-confidence by simply going through with what you think about. It's the very opposite of procrastination. Okay, if you wake up in the morning and you have this to do or that to do, and you tell yourself, I got to do this, I got to do that. And at the end of the day, you did not accomplish those tasks. How do you feel? Let's talk about your physical health. Maybe you want to lose weight. Maybe that was a New Year's resolution for you. And you decide you're going to cut out carbs. Well, what if the desire for carbs is kind of overwhelming one day and you just hit the pantry and chow down on some cookies? Or you fix yourself breakfast and you make some toast? How do you feel after that? Here's another experience. And this just happened yesterday. I woke up yesterday morning and I thought, man, I need to ride my horse today. I haven't ridden him in a while. And he's looking at me with sad eyes, like, when are we going to go out, Dave? So the day kind of got away from me. The sun started to go down, and I realized I hadn't ridden my horse. Quite honestly, I felt like shit the rest of the night. I felt like a big fat loser. Same thing if I miss a workout. And there's no reason to miss a workout. That's rule number one. But you know, every once in a while, I succumb. But I have learned not to miss a workout because I really feel like shit. So what I'm telling you is, if you say you're going to do something in your head, no one else has to hear it. This is just you talking to yourself. Do it. If you say to yourself you're going to do something, do it. And every time you succeed, every time you do what you say you're going to do, it's a win. And you start accumulating these wins, and those wins turn into confidence. Now, if I'm lying, I'm dying. If you sit there and think about what I've just told you, or apply it like for the rest of the day today or tomorrow, check it out. I'll bet you money when you decide to do something and then you don't do it, you will not feel good. You physically will not feel, physically and mentally, you will not feel good. You let yourself down. And when you let yourself down, you tear into your self-confidence. That little voice in your head says you're a fucking loser. You lie to yourself. Well, if you lie to yourself, who else are you lying to in your life? So ladies and gentlemen, those are my two tips for gaining self-confidence. The first one is pretty much common sense. The second one I can attribute to the podcast, The Reinvention Project with Jim Rome. If you're getting up there in age, I highly recommend listening to the podcast. But for you youngsters, you probably are poo-pooing that idea, and that's fine. Just wait until your podcasts live forever, I guess, so. Wait till you're in your 50s, and then you'll ask yourself the same question. Is the rest of my life going to suck, or is it possible that the rest of my life could be the best part of my life? Sounds good, doesn't it? Okay, back to your mindset as day one of your feature film approaches. You've got to reach down and pull up those bootstraps and get ready for a ride. And it's all about your mindset. You have to have a positive attitude. You have to have a confident attitude. You have to be prepared for problems every day, multiple problems every day, and you're going to need to solve those problems on the fly. Now, part of my job is to let you know about this. Now, I wasn't naive because I was in film school, and every shoot, regardless of if it was a 5-minute video first year or a 30-minute short our senior year, every single shoot prepares you. You know what's going to happen. You learn right away that there's going to be problems. You learn right away that things are not going to go as planned. And this podcast is for those of you who aren't going to go to film school, haven't gone to film school, And you can still make a movie. There's so much information online. You don't need to go to film school. But what I'm telling you, you're not going to find online. So I'm trying to give you the mental aspect of filmmaking. You know, I was a tennis player when I was younger. I played local tournaments, that kind of thing. One of my favorite books was called The Inner Game of Tennis. And it was all about tennis in your head. It was all about the game in your head. When a point is over, move on. Forget about it. Always look ahead, never look backwards. So we're also assuming that you've already shot a bunch of shorts and you're sticking your toes in the water to shoot a feature. It's going to be way different because a short, what do? You maybe spend a handful of days shooting a short and then editing that short, load it up on YouTube, you're good to go. If you do a feature, it's going to be a grind day after day after day. Just be prepared for that. Don't forget, it's all about your mindset. And let's also talk about expectations. If you think you're going to make a feature and it's going to be a Sundance darling and there's going to be a bidding war for your movie, you are sorely mistaken. And we've talked about this before. Go into production assuming you're not going to make a dime off this movie. Your goal is to get the movie in the can, to shoot everything that you need to shoot, to tell a story. That's your goal. Your goal is not to get into Sundance. Your goal is not to make money. Your goal is not to sell Blu-rays out of the back of your car. Your goal is not to go around the country four-walling. Expectations, keep them in check. Be realistic. Expectations about your crew. Expectations from your loved ones when you start on this journey. From day one of production, maybe you're surrounded by doubters. You have a talk with folks. Look, communication. You all know how I feel about communication. The beautiful thing about making a movie is before day one, you have discussions. You can have discussions. You can email, you can text, whatever. Let everybody know what you expect of them. Let them know upfront what you expect. And as a matter of fact, when you hire these folks, you can let them know what you expect then. Because if they don't like your expectations, they'll take themselves out of the running. They'll say, Dave, you know what? I don't think we're going to work well together. But I appreciate the opportunity. So let everybody know before day one, or at least the morning of day one. Let them know what you expect. Keep them realistic. Don't be a dick. But expectations lead to disappointment. If you expect to make a feature film and get all your money back, let's say you're paying for your feature film, and your expectation going in is, oh yeah, I'm going to make my money back plus gravy. I'm going to have some gravy on top of that. And it doesn't happen for you for whatever reason. You still made a movie. Your dream still came true. I got a question for you. How many people walking this earth can say, honestly, that the dream they had as a kid has been fulfilled? That's something. That means a lot. Keep your goals realistic as well as your expectations. Like I said a minute ago, your goal during production is to shoot everything you need to keep everybody happy, to keep everybody safe, to wrap it up, get into editing, see what you got. That's your goal. And you can micro that goal on a day-to-day basis. Of course, before the day starts, you're going to look, I need to get through this scene and this scene and this scene. And it's very important you don't get behind. Because what about your location? If you have a location and you only have a certain amount of time at that location, man, and you screw that time up through maybe no fault of your own, but you need more time, how's that going to work out? Are you going to go to the location owner? Say, hey, sorry, you know, we need a little more time. Do you have the extra money? Because they're going to charge you for that extra time. So always set a goal for your day, for the 18, 19, 20-day shoot, for the end of editing, for post. What's your goals? Be focused. Focus on what needs to be done and make sure it happens. So managing your expectations, managing your folks, communicating with everybody. This is something, when you're the director / producer on a movie set and you got 15, 20 people working for you and with you, you're not ready for that. It's almost like having a baby. You know what I'm saying? You can read all the books in the world. You can read all the filmmaking books and directing books, and you can read all the baby books and how to be a great dad and how to be a great mom. But when that little baby arrives and cries through the night, and you just want to do anything to help that baby sleep, to help that colicky baby. That's the way filmmaking is. Because you are not ready for what's going to happen. It's going to be problem after problem. People are going to bitch. People are going to complain. You're going to have to manage folks, keep them all happy. So that's why I've spent a couple of episodes talking to you guys about the mental aspect of production. You know, it's a whole different story when you're in pre-production. You know, when you're writing, you're just sitting there by yourself. You don't have to deal with anybody. And then you branch out and you start talking to location owners and start talking to actors. And you slowly but surely have to socialize and have to start to manage things and manage people. And then on day one, oh my God, the important thing is to just keep your wits about you, stay focused, follow the plan for the day, eyeball that goal for the day, look forward to the next day. Shooting a feature is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Be ready to compromise. You know, there's going to be some shots. There's going to be some things that you want, but you can't get. You got to think on your feet. If you're not a good thinker on your feet, if you don't respond well to making snap decisions, maybe not even snap. I mean, you know, when you figure out that you can't get this shot, then in your head, you have to figure out another shot. And yeah, take your time. You don't have to snap your fingers and come to a decision like that. Take your time because, you know, you're making this movie in your head as you go. You're seeing it in your head as you go. So when the inevitable time comes that you can't get the shot that you saw or you planned for, and take your time. If you have to, go to your car, figure it out. You can't take forever, but think about it. Don't just willy-nilly, oh, okay, well then let's do it this way. All right, we're going to keep this one short since we went so long in the last one. I think we're pretty much done with all the mental aspects of day one of production. We've talked about day one of production being a very hectic time, and it doesn't have to be, and it probably won't be if you're really prepared. As long as you're prepared, it's going to be a piece of cake. As long as you have a great mindset when those problems occur, it'll be okay. Trust me. I'm going to leave you with one simple action that is part of the nuts and bolts of filmmaking. And it's part of the nuts and bolts of filmmaking day one. Yay. All you people out there are saying, finally, Dave, Jesus, get off this mental bullshit. Look, day one, schedule easy stuff. If you have an easy scene, let's just say it's two people talking. Shoot a master, go in for some mediums. Maybe if it's a drama, go in for some close-ups. Boom, you're done with that scene. Schedule your first day, even your second day for that matter. Make sure they're easy. Make sure they're easy things that you can accomplish and get done. Because the worst thing you want to do is screw yourself on day one. You don't want to get behind on day one. You don't want to have a bad day on day one. And the more complicated the scene, the move, the more of a chance that you're going to be disappointed. And you don't want to end day one disappointed, or day two for that matter. Actually, you don't want to end any day that you're shooting a film on a disappointment. But you guys understand what I'm saying. Start off simple and easy. Save the hard stuff for day nine, day 10. If you have emotional scenes, you know, where an actor is going to break down, or if you have sexy kissing, making out scenes, don't do those on the first day. Come on. Just use a little common sense. But when you schedule light first day, second day, just build up to that complicated scene, that complicated camera move, whatever it may be. All right, there's your nuts and bolts for production day one. Ha ha. Hope y'all are happy now. All right, let's get out of here. Y'all have a great week. And always be a lion and not a sheep. Later.